Michael Thompson hanging out. Lakers versus Pelicans tonight at Crypto.com Arena. Michael, big night. Gary, the sign man. The wave to Pepe sign is going to be in full effect tonight.
And people still won't wave.
We looked last night, not a single
sign. Well, the sign is going to make all the difference.
You think so?
Oh, well, the sign.
If Michael and I will admit it. If we see anyone waving, we will admit it. We just haven't seen anyone yet.
I looked all around yesterday.
Gary has worked hard on this. Yep. We've not seen it. I don't know exactly what it looks like, but I'm very excited to see how it turns out.
All right, 2 o'clock call of the day.
Yes.
We have every line's jammed. We could go several different directions.
Yeah.
There's some people that want to talk Lakers. There's some people that want to talk ceremony. There's some people that want to talk birthday etiquette.
Where do you want to go?
Let's go birthday etiquette. All right, line one,
Mace.
Line one is Jason and Donnie. Jason, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. So I agree with Mace and Bergman. My wife is Filipino, and they do this all the time. If it's your birthday and you're inviting people, you're flipping the bill. And I kind of agree because, listen, if I invite you to Nobu and you can't afford it, but you still want to celebrate me, you know, I got to flip it, man. It was my choice of restaurant, and it's my choice of how expensive it is. What you got to do is if you don't want to do that, you got to go to a bar or a brewery where it's not a sit-down restaurant. And if you do that, then everybody buys you your drinks, and it's very easy.
Jason, you are absolutely spot on.
Jason, what happened? What? It's your birthday. You shouldn't have to pay on your own birthday. You should be treated.
But think about this, John. What Jason's saying is, okay, come buy me dinner. In other words, that's the invitation. Like, I'm having dinner somewhere. Come buy it for me. Like, I want a free dinner, so I'm going to invite my friends to a restaurant for my birthday. That's scammy. That's scammy.
Don't you see that, Ireland? I mean, if you invited him, you say, hey, I'm going to Ruth's Chris. I'm taking five of you guys out. Let's go celebrate my birthday.
I love Ruth's Chris.
Oh, the sweet potato casserole.
Oh, so good. Oh, those steaks, their steaks come out right, like sizzling.
Sizzling. Go to John in Riverside on line four. See if he's in the same boat.
John, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. So I hate when someone invites me out to dinner for their birthday. I think you're just a cheapskate. Throw a party at your house. Or, you know what, have dinner and then invite us over for drinks and cake. I hate going to a restaurant. I don't want to eat at. Who's to say I want to freaking, like, I have a friend and his nephew fall on the same day, their birthday. Every year, we go to the same pizzeria. And guess what? Now I got to flip the bill for $100 for my wife and I for food I don't want. And I got to get both of them.
Wait a minute. How could you not want pizza?
I love John's take, though. I love John's take.
John's still there?
He doesn't want to go to a restaurant.
Right.
For pizza? Who
exactly.
Like pizza?
Yeah, I'm celebrating my birthday. It's going to be at Nobu. Come join me.
Yeah.
Oh, do I really expect somebody else to pick up the check?
No.
No.
Not unless they offer.
Exactly. Let's do one more. Let's do the 207-49 call of the day. Let's go to Eugene in L.A. Eugene, you're on 710. Good afternoon.
Hey, how you guys doing? I know you guys hate that question, but
that's all right.
Really two quick things.
Okay.
All right, so one, Lakers played pretty solid last night. They could definitely add some pieces. I'm glad they didn't make any moves at the trade, but should they look at the buyout market for Spencer Dinwiddie or Robin Lopez just because two Cali kids? And then two, why doesn't Darvin Ham play Skylar Mazemore? I watched him play at LSU. I just think he's a great player that can definitely add to the team and what they need right now.
Well, let me answer your second question first, Eugene. Skylar Mays played a lot last night after Max Christie turned his ankle.
Yeah, played well. He's a good player.
Yeah, I think Skylar Mays could get some minutes. Mac, they just sent out the injury report for tonight, and Max is doubtful. Mm-hmm. So I think Skylar Mays is going to play tonight.
And the player they should sign is, you're right, Spencer Dinwiddie.
Spencer Dinwiddie, yeah.
Now, Dallas is after him, too.
But, I have been told by... I heard he's in the Lakers are in the pole position
good.
For Spencer Dinwiddie.
I've heard the same thing, and also Spencer Dinwiddie is from L.A.
Right, exactly.
Grew up a Laker fan.
He would be a huge addition.
Yeah. So, Michael, do you watch the Super? Where? How do you watch the Super Bowl? Do you have everybody over, like big party, or how do you?
I've heard everybody talk about this. I want to be alone.
Oh, yeah.
I like to be alone just so I can watch everything, hear little stupid commercials, watch the game. You know, if people come by, that's fine. But I don't like to be in a crowd of people because too much talking, too much distractions going on. So I just like to have my guacamole, my chips, my champagne and nuts, and leave me alone.
I am the same.
Yeah.
I don't really want to be bothered. Now, I've been to Super Bowl parties, and they can be really fun. I was at a Super Bowl party one time where the host was running around the living room making everybody do shots of Fireball.
Okay.
Which I thought,
more
now
power
that's,
to him.
That's a party, her.
Oh, it's Beetle.
That was quite the night. That was quite the night.
Aren't you concerned about people driving home after
that? Oh, of course. Yeah, no. I mean, I'm always responsible.
So you'll
be
at home at Julio, just you guys watching the game.
Just watching the game, exactly.
Which are going to be your Super Bowl snacks.
Super Bowl snacks. Guacamole, which I think is necessary.
How do you make it? Are you making it?
Yes.
What do you put in it?
I put chopped onion.
Yeah. Red or white?
White.
I put red.
Garlic.
Yep.
And
cilantro?
Some salt and some cilantro, yes.
What about lime?
No, I don't put lime.
What about red pepper flakes?
No, do not.
Oh, man.
I think red pepper flakes are kind of a scam because, here's the thing about red pepper flakes. You put them on something and basically everything just tastes like red pepper flakes. You're not actually tasting the food that's underneath the red pepper flakes. You're just getting that. So I don't know red pepper. Jalapeno's good.
Yeah.
The other thing, we're having ribs.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, nice. What are you having with the ribs?
Having coleslaw.
Oh, nice.
And macaroni salad. Now, I love macaroni salad.
Are you making that or are you having it brought in?
Having that brought in.
Nice.
Yeah,
oh,
having
that's
that
great.
Brought in.
Oh, my God. And what are you having to drink?
I'm having water.
That's it?
Yeah, I'm having water. Because you got to pick your poison, Michael.
Oh, so you're going to gummy later.
I will gummy.
Okay.
And not drink. Yeah, Juan's mom has a very good rule. She says you can either use cannabis or drink, but you should never do both. Mm-hmm. Which makes sense. Pick your poison.
Yeah, that's probably a smart move.
It is a good rule.
All right, coming up next, I'm going to change my behavior based...
Thank God.
Based on one interview on a late night show.
Hmm.
And it's something we all do.
Yep.
And I'm not going to do it anymore.
Okay.
And I'm going to explain what it is coming up.
Excellent. That's coming up next. Mason, Ireland, it's the Service Titan Shootaround because Michael Thompson's hanging out today. Pepe is going to be along. 710 ESPN.
All right. Mirror Audio Video has been serving LA sports fans for more than 40 years. Why? The team at Mirror can deliver for you products and services that others just don't offer. Cutting edge home automation, better, faster Wi-Fi. So if you're ready for a big sports weekend like the one we have coming up, you got to go to Mirror. Music, theater, home security, and more. Plus, and we can't stress this enough, world-class customer service. You know when you call someplace and they throw you into phone jail? You know, you can't get a person? Not going to happen at Mirror. Isaac or Roy picks up the phone, and just like that, you're taken care of. Try it. Try it right now. 310-234-4010. You don't want to watch the game this weekend on your lousy old TV? Step it up. Go to Mirror, 310-234-4010. Tell them Mason and Ireland sent you. They'll hook you up for sure. Have a great sports weekend from Mirror, audio, video in Westwood.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
So, Lakers tonight versus the Pelicans. Super Bowl Sunday is coming up this week, and we are ready for the Super Bowl. Michael Thompson is going to watch at home. I'm watching at home. John's going to some wild party somewhere.
Heck yeah.
What are you eating? I didn't ask you what you were eating.
I probably will get my guacamole and snacks, and I'll probably go get a nice, fat, juicy pepperoni pizza.
Nice.
And some Heineken to go
it's
with
National
it.
Pizza Day.
Today?
Yeah, today.
Pizza brought a pizza.
Pizza brought some stuff.
During Travis and Slew. Yeah.
All right, so John, Larry David has been on a rampage since the return of Curb.
Michael and I love Larry David. And I was watching him the other night, and he was on with Seth Meyers on that late night NBC show. And Seth and Larry were talking, and Larry mentioned that he was going to a basketball game with Susie Essman. And Seth said, "Oh, please give her my regards." And Larry then laid into Seth.
I'm going to see Susie Essman.
Oh, we love Susie. We've had her here. Give her.
Yeah. I'm going to the basketball game with her.
Oh, very good. Well, please give her my regards.
What are you, nuts? Give her your regards.
What's wrong with that?
I'm going to give. Well, I'm going to go up and say, Seth gave his regards. What? Just,
you don't have to use the word regards. It's an umbrella term.
No, yeah. You're using me, okay? You're using me because you don't want to text her. You don't want to reach out. So, Seth gives his regards. I'm like, you're outsourcing your friendship to me. You know?
If you ever, I would happily give regards. You could use me as a regards
vessel.
I
would never tell somebody, give my regards. Because that's bull.
Okay.
Regards.
So you're saying if I was like, I'm going to go see Fred Armisen later for dinner, what would you say?
I would say have fun. Yeah.
Okay. So the question is, Michael, do you ever say, if I say, hey, later on tonight, I'm having dinner with Byron Scott. Mm-hmm. Would you say give him my regards or tell him I said hi? I'm not going to do that anymore. How about you?
No, I don't ever do that.
Mace?
I always do it.
Yeah, I do it too.
I've done it this week.
I do it as a force of habit.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody this week. I said, say hi to your wife for me.
Yeah, Greg, you ever do it?
Yep, I do it all the time, and I don't expect them to actually say hi for
right.
me.
Right, I'm not, so why Brian, do it? How about you?
Yeah, all the time. Just kind of like a courtesy thing.
Yeah, but I'm not going to do it anymore because Larry's right.
Yeah, he's right.
It is. I'm using you. If you say to me, I'm having dinner with Alex Michelson tonight.
Yes, right.
And I say, tell him I said hi. I don't expect you to.
I would. I would say, hey, Ireland says hi. I've said that before.
You can say that if you want.
I guarantee you, I talked to somebody this week on the podcast who I knew, and I said, say hi to Robin for me.
Yeah.
Said hi to Robin for me. I don't think that's an unreasonable thing.
I just think I think Larry David's right. It's a weird ask.
Yeah. And plus people don't remember to do it anyway.
People always tell me, say hi to Juan. I always say hi to Juan. Yeah. Say, hey, they said hi. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It doesn't seem unreasonable to me. Say hi to Lisa for me.
It seems like a throwaway. Well, you could say hi to her.
Yeah, you could say hi.
Love to Julie.
You got Lisa's number.
Yeah. I do.
Say hi yourself.
I do. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a waste of time.
I don't have Julie's number.
You don't?
No.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say hi anyway.
You would not?
No. I'd forget. I always forget.
I would too. Michael's right. He's just being honest. Yeah.
Julie's the one that put together your whole party.
So you were able to say hi yourself.
Yeah. I did say hi, yes. Exactly. Yeah. Yes.
And you were the first to leave, by the way.
I don't think I was the first to leave.
You and Jesus. First one's out.
Yeah.
That sounds like Mace. It's like the game last night.
Well, yeah, exactly. You know, part of it is because you roasted me so badly. That night you roasted
I did?
Me.
What did
oh,
I
yeah.
Say so bad?
Worse
what
than
he,
ever.
What did he say? I don't remember.
I don't even say it on the air.
By the way, you know who's mad at me now?
No. Who?
Doug Mann.
Again?
Doug Mann? Your statistician, yes. Your elite statistician.
I walk in yesterday. Hey, Dougie, how you doing, man? He's first thing he says, I don't appreciate what you said about me on the radio about the pies.
See, I agree with. I'm with Doug.
He said, Ireland. Am I mistaken? He said, I call him a dumb bastard. Did I? Or did I say cheap bastard?
I think it's more like you say cheap.
I said cheap.
Yeah. I mean, is it that much of a difference?
Well, no.
Is there a difference?
It seems like Doug is offended for Michael calling him dumb, but not calling him cheap.
I didn't call him dumb, Greg. I said the cheap bastard made me pay for the pies. Right.
I'd rather be dumb than cheap.
Right.
Agreed.
No, would you rather be dumb than cheap?
I'd rather be cheap.
Yeah, is it better to be dumb?
I am dumb.
Right.
I'm not cheap.
I'm not cheap.
No,
I'm not cheap.
I'd rather be cheap than dumb. I want to be smart. But I didn't call Doug. I would never call someone a dumb bastard. Cheap bastard.
Did he say dumb bastard?
Yes, he said.
That doesn't sound like
no,
you.
No, you would not. I don't think you ever said that phrase until few seconds ago.
Doug says, I've got the tape.
He has no tape.
Pull the tape. Yeah. Doug is pulling tape now.
Go back 5 years because you've been telling that story for 5 years.
You have been telling the Gus's pie story for a while.
I didn't say it then.
Doug surprised me last night. You know what he told me?
What?
Did he tell you?
No.
One more year.
He says that every year.
But though this year he had me believe that this was his grand finale,
right.
His swan song. I've said it on the air a couple of times. In his final
and
year.
And is it really?
No.
coming back.
You can't stop saying it. Stop saying it's a swan song.
It's like Elton John.
Right.
Yeah. You know, he's coming back.
Yeah.
Doug Mann's back for another year.
He can't quit us.
His revival tour.
I've seen Elton John go up those stairs and wave to people in like he's going up into the clouds. If that's not a farewell tour, what is? And then he announces 3 months later he's coming back.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, but Doug, I did not call you a dumbass. I call you cheap.
Cheap, right.
I called you a cheap ass.
And
right.
You know what Pepe says? You know what Pepe says? What?
We heard the story before, guys.
Yeah, come on, Michael. The pie story.
You know what else Pepe says?
The horse.
There you go. God, I love Pepe.
Whoopie-doo.
Yeah. Pepe will be here later.
Yeah.
And Tuesday of next week, Potpourri of Lies.
Oh. Love
you're gonna,
Michael.
You're gonna miss Potpourri of Lies when you're going to your coach's funeral.
Yeah.
Potpourri of Lies.
So, how many guys on the team do you think will make it to the funeral?
Oh, I think everybody.
Is everybody on the team still alive?
Everybody's still alive. Will be there. Oh. We got one. One of my
is it like last man standing?
Yeah, one of my teammates passed away about 15 years ago, but other guys, everybody will be there. Paying respects to the coach.
I was looking at the ceremony yesterday. I thought, God, we're all getting old, aren't we?
Yes, we are.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I looked at Phil
and I'm like, oh.
Yeah.
I guess I'm old, too.
When I see my teammates, my Showtime teammates, we all look like a bunch of Fred Sanford boys hanging around the old barbershop.
Although what's interesting about your particular Showtime teammates is very few fat guys.
Yeah, that's right.
Everybody's in shape. Like, if you look around the rest of the league, like, you know, Stacey King and Rick Mahorn, they're all really big now.
Not to call him out, but Worthy was missing yesterday. Where was he?
He was on TV.
Oh, come on.
Oh,
he should have given Worthy the day off.
He was doing the show.
I know, but he should have been there.
He was in the room for the ceremony.
Oh,
and
he
then
was.
He walked as soon as the ceremony ended, he walked back out.
Okay. I didn't see him at the ceremony.
Yeah, he was there.
So you want to hear something scammy about the Super Bowl? This is super scammy.
That they don't let anyone call it the Super Bowl?
That's part of it.
Yeah.
Why can't you call it the Super Game? Super Day?
You can. You can call it the big game. You can call it the I don't know if you can say Super Game.
You can't say Super Game?
You can't think they own the rights to Super, don't
they?
No.
You can say
Did they
super
trademark
game.
Super?
Those, the island's Super Squares are on there.
Oh, true. Yeah, you can't say Super
Game. Super.
So,
you can't say
Super.
But why don't they want people to say Super Bowl?
Not when it has a sponsor attached to it.
So right.
You can say Super Bowl.
You're not allowed to market using Super Bowl. So,
you can't say Super Bowl brought to you by.
Does anybody know anybody who's betting on San Francisco?
Briones.
Yeah, I'm going to.
Briones.
I'm going to.
Are you going to San Francisco?
Yeah, I think so.
I think the public money.
I win $25,000 from Momo if San Francisco wins.
That's right. 70% of the public money is on Kansas City right now, and supposedly the reason the line is not moving, because remember, a bookmaker's job is to make sure there's about the same money on each side. They have an enormous liability because a lot of people bet on San Francisco at the beginning of the season to win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
So they're keeping the money coming in on Kansas City in order to balance the amount of money they could give up if San Francisco wins the Super Bowl on a futures bet.
Hmm. That sounds right. Remember at the start of the year, everybody thought the Niners were the team to beat.
Yes.
But I don't know. I mean, Michael, Kansas City has gone into Buffalo and into Baltimore, and they've won twice as underdogs. Yeah. I don't know how you pick against them now.
Yeah, I want the 49ers to win, but Mahomes is just too good.
Yeah.
The 49ers have better players. They have more Pro Bowlers, and they have Trent Williams, and they have Christian McCaffrey, and they have great wide receivers. They have
all those
Debo.
Guys, yeah.
But Mahomes is good.
Yeah.
It's just
when Kelsey's always open.
Did you hear the Brock Purdy looks like Lee Harvey Oswald riff?
Yeah, I saw that.
This came up and somebody asked him directly about it and he's like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Nobody ever.
I saw that. I'm not buying it. There's a small resemblance.
There are side by sides that are actually pretty uncanny.
Yeah.
if you have to look like, it's like, hey, you look a little like Sirhan Sirhan. No, I don't want to be.
Yeah.
You look a little bit like John Wilkes Booth. No.
Adolf Hitler. You don't want to be a Timothy McVeigh. All
exactly.
Right?
You know, exactly. Like, all right. Coming up next for you, John, you have somehow found a way to turn your favorite TV show into a riff about Taylor Swift.
And one of the people featured in that riff, the great Richard Schiff, is coming to the Laker game tonight.
Oh, nice. Yeah, he's a great guy. All right, so all that's coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland. Pepe will be here. Oh, there's Pepe. Pepe's coming in. Michael Thompson is here. Lakers versus Pelicans tonight. 710 ESPN. Look who's here. He just rode in on his
the horse.
Pepe Mantilla. Pepe, I did come talk to you last night.
Oh, yes.
Yes. You look good. You look sharp. You're wearing a heavy jacket.
Pepe, I got good news and bad news. The bad news is...
I know what you're going to say.
Okay, the bad news is...
I know what you're going to say.
Michael and I looked high and low last night. For anyone waving at you, no one. But tonight, Pepe, you're going to get some help. Gary Martin is bringing the wave to Pepe sign, and I'm convinced it's going to make a difference. But I looked high, 300 level, low, 100 level, nobody.
You know how many people come and tell me that the two of you are just jealous because they wave? They wave back?
Which people?
People come to me. I mean, people that are listening right now.
Pepe, did I not turn last night and look at you saying, show me anybody? Yeah. And
how am I going to show you? I show you like that.
I know, and I looked where you were pointing.
No, because it doesn't matter. And I saw Jerry yesterday, and he told me that because he was at the unveiling. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so Gary, by the way, what did you think of that? You were inside. What did you think of it?
Really moving. I mean, to tell you the truth, I was... tears were coming out
well,
of my
yeah.
eyes.
You know, there were several things that struck me, but boy... Vanessa and the girls look great, don't they?
Yeah.
You know, everything they've been through, and they look fantastic. And I thought everybody that talked did a really good job.
Phil
was great.
I thought Fish was great.
Fish was really good.
I thought it was really, really good.
Yeah.
And Stu improvising all of that, because before that he said, nobody has said anything to me about what I'm
so
going to do.
So Stu is just rolling with it.
Stu's
a pro.
He's great.
And then
I talked to Phil Jackson after when I was going back, and I was talking to him, and I said, "Man, you are really you always surprise me, and you shouldn't even surprise me. But I love what you said. I mean, that was really
he's good. A fascinating guy. Michael and I had dinner with him one night in Chicago, and we didn't talk about basketball the whole night. He was just he's the first person that ever told me that Bob Dylan was born again and did an album called Saved.
Really? Wow.
Talking about his religion, and so he goes, you should go listen to it. And I went and listened to it, and I still listen to it.
Yeah.
Because Phil was the son of two preachers.
Yes. Yeah, one time I got to hang out with Phil a little bit was at whatever they call this building now. It was Microsoft, or it's Peacock, or whatever it is, at a Leonard Cohen concert. One of his final appearances in L.A., and he was a huge Leonard Cohen fan.
I remember that.
So the only thing we really talked about was Leonard Cohen, who's just amazing.
Who's Leonard Cohen?
He's the guy that's saying,
Michael, please.
Hallelujah.
Please. You shouldn't even
hallelujah.
Say that. If you don't know something, just ask off the air.
Did Brian know who Leonard Cohen is?
Yeah, Brian, you know who Leonard Cohen is, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah. He all sings, right. I think.
You do not. I don't think.
His uncle, of course he knows who he is.
You know it. You know it.
Does Bergman know?
His last name is Cohen.
His last name is Cohen.
Leonard Cohen.
Damn you.
I'll play it.
Okay, go ahead. Hit it. Hit it. You know this song. Of course. Everybody knows this song. It's one of the great songs ever written.
And there have been many, many versions of this. The Jeff Buckley one is probably the best one.
I'm partial to
listen,
the Leonard
Cohen. Listen,
Michael, listen. Never heard this. What is this?
Just listen.
Once you get to the hook.
Sounds like a drunk Barry White.
The fourth, the fifth.
Yeah, it is a great song, but there's better
the Hallelujah song?
Yeah.
Well, he wrote that?
Yeah, he wrote that.
Well, I've heard other people sing. I didn't know he wrote it.
Yeah, he's the guy.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah, no,
see,
it's
Michael,
one of the great songs
Michael,
ever written.
You know nothing. I mean, you cannot find a prayer in the Bible.
Yes, I can, Pepe.
No,
I know
you
the
can't.
By the way, you know that Bob Marley, who was like a Rastafarian and didn't really believe in the God that Christians
Next
believe
Wednesday,
in.
The Bob Marley movie comes out.
I can't wait. I'll wait for it to come on streaming. I'm going to the theater. But Bob Marley, one of his last pictures ever taken of him was him reading the Bible.
Is that right?
Then
wow.
Then he died a few days later.
Talking about the Bible, one interview that I had with Phil Jackson, I asked him, if you were on an island, what book would you take with you? And I thought, he's going to say Kafka or something. He said, the Bible.
Really?
The Bible.
No, he loves the book that Mason loves.
Paulo Coelho, The Alchemist. Yeah
that's
Have you read that one, Michael? Have you read that one? Of course.
What kind of chemistry does he do?
See?
Oh, God.
He said he's a chemist. I don't say anymore because I'm going to include it one day, and this guy is not even
he's not a chemist.
Know.
He's an alchemist.
What's the difference?
An alchemist takes minerals and turns them into gold. A chemist just adds stuff adds stuff up.
Interesting.
Yeah.
How can you turn stuff into gold?
It's this mystical Sufi way. Yeah.
Mystical?
Yeah, mystical.
Yeah, it's okay,
so it's not realistic.
It's okay, Michael. Just stay on your...
Try reading
your,
the book.
On the dark.
Maybe there's an anime.
Stay on the
dark. You turn salt into gold?
Yes, that's exactly what it is. Exactly what it is.
But that's not the point of the
book. No, that's not the point of the book.
So it's a fictional book.
Oh, yeah.
It's a novel.
I don't read fiction.
Oh, it's one of the greats. You know who owns the rights to make it into a movie? I find this unfortunate. Will Smith.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You don't like Will Smith? Pepe?
I agree with Pepe. Yeah.
I'd like to see him slap you.
Well, he might if you show up in the same award show. You never know what's coming. All right, coming up next is What's Up, Fool?
Yes.
We'll get Bergman in here. We'll get Brian in here, and they'll throw a bunch of stuff at us.
And at 3 o'clock, we're all going to give our picks for the Super Bowl on Sunday. Don't forget, it's BB Go Fifth Row Friday. Something we say today is going to be on the quiz at 3:30. You really have no chance to win unless you've listened all week long. You could be sitting in the fifth row at Lakers Wizards February the 29th. At Crypto, thanks to BB Go, the official game day snack of the Los Angeles Lakers. Mason Ireland, Service Titan Shootaround. Pepe's here. Michael's here. 710 ESPN.
All right, if you're active, if you like to work out, you like to play tennis, golf, pick up basketball, run, whatever, you need to go to this website, icebodactive.com. If you're like me, you're into cryotherapy. I used to go to a cryo chamber once or twice a week and drop $75 every time I did it. Don't have to do it anymore because there's a smarter way to ice, and you can learn all about it at that website, icebodactive.com. They sell compression shirts and pants with slots where you slide in ice-cold gel packs. I put this thing on for 20 minutes, and my soreness is gone. I don't know what the technology is, but if you go to that website, you'll see a doctor do a testimonial. You'll see Hall of Famer James Worthy on there. They have figured it out. And you wear one of these shirts or one of these pairs of pants for 20 minutes, and your soreness, at least in my case, feels much, much better. So check it out today. Go to that website, icebodactive.com, I-C-E-B-O-D, active.com. Tell them Mason and Ireland sent you. Icebodactive.com.
Thanks, Morales. All right, so Variety came out with something that said that Denzel Washington and Spike Lee are reuniting for their fifth film together, the first since 2006, Inside Man.
Inside Man was great. Jodie Foster was in that too, yeah.
So I was trying to figure out the
Clive Owen has a great part in that movie.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out the five movies that they were in that he did with Spike Lee, Denzel. Do you know what the five movies are, including
American,
Inside Man?
Was American Gangster Spike Lee?
No, I don't believe so.
Well, look at me, I don't know.
Training Day was Anton Fuqua.
Did Spike do Malcolm X?
Yes.
That is Malcolm X.
Yes, that's
so that's one
he worked
of them.
A lot with Spike. He worked a lot with Anton Fuqua, who did that Training Day.
So the four that are the three that I remember are Malcolm X, He Got Game, and Inside Man. So
He Got Game's a good one, yeah.
Oh, He Got Game is fantastic, but I can't figure out what the fourth one is.
Okay, so I just Googled Spike Lee Denzel Washington movies, and here's what came up. He Got Game, Mo Better Blues.
Oh,
I didn't.
Denzel loves that movie.
Inside Man, Malcolm X, and Do the Right Thing. Was Denzel in Do the Right Thing?
I don't think so.
I don't recall him in Do the Right Thing.
So that was four. The fifth one is what they're going to make together. So that's what that is. But that's going to be pretty exciting. Those two work very, very well together.
The
blues one, I really love.
Mo Better Blues is actually a really underrated movie. Was that the question?
Yes, that was the question.
Excellent.
And I just wanted to talk about Spike Lee and Denzel doing another movie together.
Yeah, Denzel.
You know who Spike Lee is, right, Michael?
Wasn't he the guy?
oh, God.
He,
please.
Isn't he do something with Jay-Z?
It's okay, Michael.
Yeah, Michael.
Michael.
Oh, you really don't know who Spike Lee is?
He did the commercials with Michael Jordan.
He did.
He's
did
Morris Blackman. Yeah,
he did that one movie that was, what was the one movie he did that was, didn't he do a Kobe movie?
He did a...
Spike Lee did a Kobe
doing
movie.
Work. I did a 1-hour Q&A with Spike and Kobe.
Oh, that's awesome.
The old, what is now Tom's Urban. It was something else. Was it an ESPN
Zone? ESPN Zone, I think.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard of them.
What's up, foo?
All right, guys, it was reported today that the 49ers had a false fire alarm that woke up most of the team around 6 a.m.
Red Auerbach, pull it.
Right. Yeah. And this kind of happened to me earlier this week. I woke up to the good old smoke alarm.
Oh, God.
So my question
why?
To you guys.
Yeah, Brian.
Why? My question to you, is there anything more annoying to wake up than a false alarm?
Be careful. Ireland doesn't like these kind of questions.
Why?
There's nothing more annoying than the smoke alarm.
Well, I mean, it would be more annoying if you woke up to a devastating earthquake. We had an earthquake today.
A minor one.
Yeah, it is. I can't sleep if that twerp thing's going on. I got to get out of bed and change the battery or unplug the smoke detector. Can you sleep through those?
No. Although, I'll tell you, and stop doing that.
Keep doing that.
But when the fire alarm goes off here, we just all sit here through the show. We never even
all the time. It goes off.
And we're just like,
There's people like interns and things in the back sometimes like, oh, are we, you have to go in? Like, nah, just sit
down. It's flashing lights.
Yeah, it's fine. I love it.
Not funny.
It is pretty annoying.
Oh yeah.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Because when that smoke thing's going off, you can't concentrate because you're waiting for it to hear it again.
Right, exactly.
You think you're watching TV.
Well, I had the place.
And by the way, why is it that it only goes off between midnight and 5 a.m.?
Exactly.
It never goes off at 2 in the afternoon.
I can tell you, my neighbors who left the country and left their smoke alarm battery out, it went off 24 hours a day.
How did that resolve itself?
They came home from Europe.
Finally.
I told him he should just try and climb in a window and unplug it and then climb back out.
Yeah, that's called a B&E. That's called a B&E.
Your neighbors would understand. Your intentions were good.
Yeah. What's up, foo?
All right, guys, so Burger King is launching a $1 million Whopper contest.
Okay.
And so you have to go through the Burger King app, and it's due March 17th, but you get to create your own Whopper with up to 8 toppings, and you get to see an AI-generated picture with an AI-generated jingle to your current burger that you make.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a chance at this Whopper. What are your toppings to chance to win $1 million?
Well, mine would just be a bacon cheeseburger with, you know, a few other.
But it has to be a fancy order for it to work? Or
It doesn't say. It's just
whoever comes up. How many toppings?
Eight. Up to eight.
Up to
That's
eight.
Up to eight.
That's a lot. So you got tomatoes, lettuce, onions, jalapenos,
pickles,
cheese. That's bacon. Five.
Bacon.
Bacon is six. Pickles, heaven.
And
mushrooms.
Mushrooms.
Yeah, it's a pretty good burger.
They do that, yeah. You sent a story today about Burger King. They've got a new burger out.
Yeah, it's a, it's 1,400.
No, 20, you said 2,500 calories.
Okay, 2,500 calories. Who would, I mean.
That's 2 days worth of food for me.
I know. I just can't imagine.
It's candied bacon. It's candied bacon on a Whopper. It is 2,500 calories. It's I would never
candied bacon.
Candied bacon.
It's called. It's available now. It's called the candied bacon Whopper.
You like it, Pepe?
No, I don't.
2,500 calories? Hell no.
No. Do you keep calories? But
Pepe, do you keep track of your calories?
No.
No, not really.
All right.
What's up, foo?
All right, so a 49er fan, Ray Pinea, is a diehard fan. Lost his eye and took it to the next level and got a 49er prosthetic eye.
Okay.
My question to you guys is, if you lose one of your eyes so you no longer have vision.
If you lose an eye.
Okay, right. I'm picturing that.
Would you get your team prosthetic eye?
Hell
no. Like your favorite team?
I used to know a guy who had one good eye and one fake eye, and as a joke, he would pop his eye out all the time.
Oh, no.
He
got a San Francisco 49ers eye.
It's a logo, yes.
I would want the eye to blend in as much as possible and make it like not a thing.
See, I think that Pepe has glasses that has people waving to him.
Yes.
Yes.
That's it.
So he sees things that aren't actually happening.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, makes sense.
So, so would you get a regular eye or would you get a logo eye?
A fancy logo eye.
Yeah, I'd go with the Dodger eye. Why not?
A Dodger eye?
Yeah, that's a little LA logo?
Well, you can't see out of it, so it doesn't
matter. Yeah, it really doesn't matter what it says on it.
It's like the guys who get grills on their teeth.
You know what I would do? I'd get one for all my favorite teams, and I'd wear the Dodger eye when I go to the Dodger games and the Rams eye when I go to the Rams game. That would be good.
But you'd have everybody pointing at you, Brian. Look at his eye. Look at his eye. Look at you all weird.
No, what if somebody, like, you have the Dodger eye and you go to the game? A Giants fan gets really mad at you.
Oh, that's true. I've got nowhere to go, right?
Yeah. That's true.
Good point.
You better have a Giants eye on standby.
Yes.
What's up, foo?
Okay, so I am going to a big game party this weekend.
Nice. You're allowed to say Super Bowl party.
Okay, Super Bowl party, you know, yeah. there's, you know, people asked to bring stuff, but don't bring anything frozen. Is that a cardinal sin to bring, let's say, a frozen pizzas to a Super Bowl party?
Oh, yeah,
totally.
Real pizza.
Totally.
Yeah, the stuff's going to melt.
I mean, what, don't even ice cream, set it on the counter.
Right, but Greg, here's a question. What if I brought two big bags of BB Go dumplings? Is that a bad gift?
Nope. We are making those immediately.
Yeah, you just throw them in and you're good. So I don't think it's a hard and fast rule, Brian.
What are you going to bring?
I remember one year
bringing some Mac salad.
I love macaroni salad. Too. Oh, I love macaroni salad.
What do you put in it?
I don't know. My fiance is going to do it, that's up to her.
So
one
good.
Year, Mason had a party, and Dave Singer brought a box of wine, and we gave him so much crap.
Grief. Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he goes, what's a barbecue? Box of wine is appropriate. I go, box of wine is never appropriate.
You know, these days they make really high-end boxes of wine. Mm-hmm. Like, there are fancy wines.
Mike,
you
ever buy a box of wine?
No, I couldn't do that with Diamond and Key or Camus. It's got to be in a bottle.
I'd like a box of Diamond and Key.
No.
I've never had any Diamond and Key.
Never had
one? No, do I have to go to, like, a website to order?
But you don't drink.
It works.
You just told me you don't drink.
Juan will drink it. I'll taste it.
Okay.
I don't think I'll drink wine from a box. Really?
Yeah.
Well, don't go to a party at
Dave Singer's house. Steer clear. Steer clear.
Francia.
He tried to own it for a lot of years.
Yes, he did.
It was a barbecue. That's an appropriate gift to bring to a barbecue. Yep. I go, it's never appropriate to gift someone a box of wine.
When I come back from the funeral, I'll bring Juan a bottle of Diamond
Key. You know what? That's awesome.
But you know what, Ryan? Frozen wings. A lot of people bring their frozen wings, and they cook their frozen wings in the house.
Why can't you just pick up a bucket of wings?
Yeah, why not just go to Wingstop?
Because they're really good. They're really, really good, and you just put it in the microwave.
Yeah, but you're not
ready.
Going to somebody's house and saying, I got to cook my dish.
Yeah, well, usually when you go to a party, it's from somebody that you know.
Yeah. Brian, did they literally say don't bring anything frozen?
Yeah, nothing frozen.
No.
Yeah. In other words, they don't want you to have to cook something once you get there.
Yeah.
Right.
Ready made to eat.
Yeah.
Put it on the table and some people
can
dig in.
The old bring a covered dish. What about a bundt cake? Those always go well in the neighborhood.
Or fruitcake.
Fruitcake. There you go.
What's that, fruit?
Right, guys, I saw this today that the soccer is going to start experimenting with a blue card. So in addition to the yellow and red card, the blue card would be for a 10-minute excusal for the match. So something that's a little more warranted than a red card, or even it said toward officials. So now if you have some sort of spout with an official, they could pull out a blue card kind of deal, and you'd be kicked out for 10 minutes, kind of like a penalty box in hockey, per se.
Who's doing this? Here in the U.S.?
No, they're going to start with the lower levels of soccer, and then apparently next year they want to try.
Here? Not FIFA?
Not FIFA.
Oh, like okay. MLS?
Yeah, would you be against that, Mr. Soccer Pepe?
Blue card, no way, man. No way.
It's getting confusing. A lot of different colors of cards now. I would stick with just the red and the yellow. I'm no expert, but...
That's good enough. Yeah. Red and yellow is good enough.
Only red and yellow.
Red and yellow.
What's up, fool?
All right, so I asked Mace and John this earlier, but I want to hear what Michael and Pepe have to say. Is Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray the best duo in the league?
Great question. To me, yes.
To Pepe, yes.
Okay.
When they're healthy, they probably are.
So obviously, when they're healthy, Michael. Yeah. What kind of an answer? No. You know what?
They're not as good when they're not healthy.
Okay. Yeah. Good point.
When one of them's hurt, Pepe. They're a bad duo.
Michael, you'd rather have them right now to win a game tonight than Paul George and Kawhi Leonard?
Yeah, because Jokic is unstoppable. And Murray is very
good.
So is
good. Kawhi.
Yeah, but Jokic is so
Jokic
close to the rim.
Jokic is amazing.
And Jokic is the best
he
passer.
He really is so
he's
good.
He's different, man.
Yeah.
I'll take them as the best.
He, like, jumps a half inch off the floor.
I know.
Sometimes doesn't jump at all.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
It's crazy.
And he's developing the hook shot.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, there are a couple times where AD was all over him, right in front of the rim, and he somehow corkscrewed it in there anyway.
Yeah,
he's unbelievable.
Okay.
Did you answer it, Mace?
Yes, I said it earlier.
Ooh.
I said yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Jokic is the best, just a unique player that is impossible to stop. And you add Murray, who had good night last night. I love them as a one-two.
You know who might be on that list in a few years is the two guys we're going to see tonight, Brandon Ingram and Zion.
Oh, no. No, Zion doesn't have the fire.
And Brandon
Have you looked at Zion's numbers this year?
Yeah, I know, but...
He's number one points in the paint in the whole league.
Yeah, but I don't know. I don't trust him.
He's making 60% of his shots.
Yeah. But you always got to worry about that extra beignet.
Got to worry about that.
I'm opposite of Michael. I'm a Zion fan.
I think he's really good. Of course,
good.
I like him.
I wouldn't bet on him.
I like him,
but he's not Jokic.
Yeah, well, no one, exactly. No one is, except maybe Embiid.
Coming up next, we are all going to give our official Super Bowl predictions.
And we will explain at some point in this next hour how it is that Taylor Swift can do a concert in Tokyo on Saturday night and be at the Super Bowl on Sunday.
Crazy.
Courtesy of my favorite show of all time, The West Wing.
Yes, we will do that all coming up. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.